Coronavirus continues making its way through Ohio's prison population. In state prisons, several inmates have died, including three at the Pickaway Correctional Institution. Dozens of other inmates and prison employees are infected. Here for an update is the director of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, Annette Chambers-Smith. Thanks for your time.
Hello. It's busy.
14 prisons are under quarantine, which is more than 19,000 inmates. What else is being done to limit the spread among inmates and staff?
We'll be having mass testing of staff. Last weekend, we started mass testing of inmates at three of the facilities that have the largest outbreak. And we are doing testing, mass testing. And so we've been doing a lot of symptom screening and then reacting off of that. Once we broadened our testing scope out, we started finding people who are positive for COVID, but they don't have any symptoms. And so we need to try to identify those folks so that they are not mixing with the rest of our population and then giving someone COVID who actually would have symptoms and negative outcomes.
You're testing all inmates at Pickaway, Marion, and the Franklin Medical Center. Why not do that at every prison?
The facilities that are in red will have all of their staff tested. And, we'll begin to react from the information that we have coming in and see what other testing needs to be done based off of the information we learn. Those are facilities that have positive COVID cases, either with staff or with the residents.
Who will do the testing?
The National Guard is being trained to do that testing with us, and I should have a timeline soon. The very first prison that's going to have their staff tested should start tomorrow, and OSU will be helping us conduct that.
What about other inmates?
We do have testing kits available. They're coming from OSU. We're getting kits and staffing help from OSU.
When will this happen?
I don't have a time frame for that yet, but we did do, before OSU helping us, we did 500 in one day. And soon OSU will be assisting us at the three sites I mentioned.
The president of the Ohio Civil Service Employees Association, Chris Mabe, says prison officials won't know how widespread the coronavirus has become until there's widespread testing. Would you agree?
Well, yes. I mean, there's only so many tests you can do in a moment. Plus, once you get the testing done, the healthcare professionals look at it and make decisions about what other testing would be useful. So it's a process.
The governor wants to release some nonviolent offenders, about 105 in all, but it's a pretty small percentage of the overall population. How much will that help?
I mean, it's certainly going to help those people that are being released, and it does every little bit of space we get to add more social distancing is positive. And I think he also mentioned that going forward, we would be continuing to look at people. So, there's people today that are 90 days away from their release date that weren't yesterday. So we will continue to look at people. So that's not the whole list. It'll continue to grow.
How much of a plan did ODRC have for this type of situation before it hit?
We already have had pandemic plans in place. So all we really had to do was update them. And then once we got into the specifics of COVID, we, of course, added those to our plans. And then I think there's just a lot that no one could have anticipated that we've had to adjust to as we've gone along.
Well, thank you so much. That's Director of ODRC, Annette Chambers-Smith, talking about efforts to curb the spread of coronavirus in Ohio's prisons.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.